The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Finally.
Know your rights!
You waited for a while.
Not
you waited. And I thank you for that.
You have the right to free speech.
I've gotten busy, guys. We've got this house. We just got it. Got plenty of stuff I need to do. Got customers. Good problems to have, right? Good problems to have. Too much to do. Woo! 961 BC. Recorded this one. It's me. Couple of favorites. Logan Mihalko, Trevor Austin, and the introduction of Alex Coyne. Alex is a super interesting cat. I was very glad to have him over. We got really into the weeds on this one, guys. I tell you what. I'm going to release this as a two-parter. We're going to go 961 BCA and BCB, you know? We had... Trevor had to run. Had a thing. So... we did a second half, and it went long. Second half ended up going longer than the first half. I don't remember what we talked about. Like I said, we got a little off in the weeds. Anyway, today's show is in no way affiliated with or brought to you by Travis Pastrana's Flying Circus. And somewhat by Dax Shepard. Now... I don't see it, and none of you probably will either, because it's only been told to me a couple of times, but a couple of people have told me I looked like Dax Shepard. Didn't know much about the guy back then. Turns out he's like a successful version of me. adrenaline junkie. I guess I'm not a real junkie anyway. Point being is, on his podcast, he had Travis Pastrana. And Travis Pastrana is the real hero of this story. This guy, he's all balls. As Def Frat Guy would say on Adam Carolla, all balls. Point being is, check out Travis Pastrana's Flying Circus. No, Nitro Circus. Jesus. They do like 70 shows a year, he said. Also, check out that Dax Shepard episode. What the fuck is that episode, that podcast called? Armchair Expert. Armchair Expert. It's good. Good listen, you know, if you like motorsports and Travis Pastrana. I tell a joke about... okay, so... just hit skip if you don't want me to ruin a hero. Travis Pastrana had this guy, and he, as part of the Flying Circus, I got a whole bit about it. I just wonder if I should just do the bit, or I'll leave it all out. The point being is I've got a joke about Travis Pastrana, and I wonder what he would think. Might burn a bridge with a hero, you know? Yeah. Anyway, episode 961 BCA to begin now, featuring Trevor Austin, Alex Coyne, and Logan Mihalko.
I've sent a couple Reggie here. What?
Thank you. Man.
What is a Reggie?
A Reggie. Okay, so these are regular episodes. Regulars are Reggies.
Yes, but why would you call it a... why, I've sent a couple Reggies your way?
Yeah,
that Betty. You've been on the podcast more
new
than
fans,
once?
Bro.
People who listen.
Reggies?
Yeah. Regular listeners.
All right, I call them clients.
That's because yours are hooked on like a bad substance, whereas ours are hooked on love.
Nah, dude, do you know the definition of client?
As opposed to customer.
No, as opposed to customer. Okay, this is a good distinction.
I do like this. All right, give me this.
Dude, definition of client. No, I'll say definition of customer.
No,
first.
But a client is somebody who owes you, kind of.
Just the dictionary definition of client.
What Merriam-Webster says.
Under the care or protection of.
But
a customer. Hold on. A customer, somebody who purchases a commodity. What is a commodity? A commodity is something. Run-of-the-mill shit, paper clips, Phillips head screws.
Right. Okay.
You want fucking clients. I got clients, Jack. Under the motherfucking or protection of.
Dude. I don't have clients. I will tell you this, Reggies. You are not under my care or protection.
And you ain't beholden to nobody.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Logan, you really get this.
Well, no. Clients, in Rome, clients were the people they were underneath of you. Like if you did, like you were like the Don, like Julius Caesar was like a low level Don, and so he had a bunch of clients who would do shit for him at his behest because they owed him favors.
I'm talking about Merriam-Webster. Fuck that Southern.
What do we call it in care?
Under the care. Here's the definition again. Under the care or protection of.
Okay. And so when I say you're under protection, care or protection, that's extortion 101.
No, when I say protection, listen. When I say protection, when I protect my clients, if they're having raw sex with their girlfriend, or if they have an accident, they bust too fast, I'll come in there and I'll suck it out. That's protection.
What, like
that's
a snake pretty, bite?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of monthly premium do they have to give you for this?
Yeah, subscribe to my Patreon. I will literally suck.
You'll suck your venom.
The jism directly out of your girlfriend's pussy so that she doesn't get...
Or just your mouth?
Huh?
How do you go about this?
Well, we use gravity, obviously.
This is very similar to a thing they have in Colorado. In Colorado, they have a thing. Every year you can buy this thing.
Hit the hotline.
And if you need them to extract you from the high country, they will because you bought insurance. And this is the same thing. Alice Coyne is offering up a venom pussy sucking insurance.
That's it. Join my Patreon.
How do you go about sucking it out? Do you have them straddle over top of your face while you lay on the floor?
How do you suck anything?
Gravity helps. They just stand over you and then hit their hip real hard and shake around and let it fall out?
Yeah, they fucking.
What's the logistics?
All my clients are proficient in dance.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So they have strong cores.
There's a special table involved.
Yeah. Okay, now there's and I just use these thick lips. I was gifted by God himself.
Your wife, what about the beard? Like, or is that like an extra
color? No, a mask thing. That has nothing to do with penilingus.
No, that's called leaving a tip because it gets stuck up in there. And later when I'm lonely, I sniff it.
Oh, Christ.
Dude.
What, were you just breathing in your mouth?
Yo, as another man with a beard, that got too real for one quick second.
As I have been saying this all for the last 3.5 minutes, I've considered all the people who could possibly listen to it, and I was just like,
"Fuck it!"
I'm on a runaway train to pure humiliation.
Welcome to my world. Because I usually do this podcast blackout drunk. It's a tradition. I don't want to. They make me. I'm at work.
It's a family tradition.
And there have been many times. Believe you me, you will fall into the shadows because they'll be like, "Did you hear that offensive thing that Coyne said?" I'm like, "No, I breezed right past it to the racial slurs that were yelled out by that drunk guy in the corner." You know,
it's true, man. He's a great wet blanket for the whole situation.
We've had to delete an episode or two.
What do they call that in college? Like grading out a curve?
No, we did lose.
Yes.
We lost the first half of our 4th of July episode.
I was so grateful.
And we were both kind of like, well, that's good.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah. At one point, me and Douglas were the only ones who were real blackout drunk. Like,
I've never been wrestling.
And poor Jared Helfer was just sitting here, like, totally sober.
Ten minutes of the last podcast.
Worried about you guys.
Oh, fuck him, dude.
I think he was worried, man.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him, dude, but tell him to mind his own fucking business. I'm worried about Jared, dude, you know?
Well, that's true. Everyone's victim of their own circumstance, man.
Yeah, right.
Like, if you've seen people, like, in the throes of, like, mega deep shit, like, as far as substance abuse goes-wise,
yeah,
you see a couple of drunk dudes stumbling outside of a bar, you're like, cool. Looks like he's got it together.
Looks like he found Jesus. I, 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 so, like...
No, I've told you guys before, but I sell crack pens to people, man. Like at a gas station. Like, and they come in and they're shaking, they're vibrating.
Yeah, they're called roses.
Okay, but...
No,
and it's called a stem. It's called a rose stem.
Those are illegal.
Hold on, crack. Look at the fucking store. Trust me, Logan. You're going to need to trust me.
I was going
to
say, dude, if there's a quality on the subject...
People call them roses. They're no longer roses.
I'm sorry, Logan. Ignorant people don't call them roses. Crackheads call them roses.
No, they don't. They know what they are. They're pens. They come with a fucking pen, writing utensil inside of it. They're rubber.
No,
they're
no, that's what they ask really the cashier easily. For.
Yeah.
When they're out in the tent.
Yeah.
Okay, Logan. Personal question for you, dude. At the gas station that you work at, how often do you have to shut down the bathroom because people are like passing the fuck
actually
out?
Actually, not that often.
No. You have a public bathroom?
Yeah. No, yeah. And it scares the fuck out.
It's still America in your town?
Dude. And no, and people are like. Fuck it up. They'll come through and they'll just piss all over the toilet. And you're like, I fucking know you. What the fuck, man? Like, there's a urinal. Why aren't you using it?
Do they buy anything?
I won't clean it either. They don't pay me enough to clean it. I won't fucking do it.
See, that's the American way.
No,
I just buy anything. They don't pay you enough.
That's called the fall of an empire right there. That mentality.
Damn. Man, if you don't want your empire to fall, cover your ass.
Your gas station's a one-off, right? It's not like a chain.
They got a couple. They got
a bootleg gas.
What is it called?
Stop and Go.
How many?
It's
the owners own?
It's a Quick Mart.
Bear. Yeah.
How many do they own? Four, you said?
They might have four.
And these are
or
Indian
three.
People, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would they not be Indian people?
What's the name of your town?
Let's just cut the shit here. They're Indians.
Norwood City, Pennsylvania. Yeah. That's right, guys. America.
Today's episode is brought to you by Indian gas stations. All of them.
There's a lot of
See, I'm not wrong here.
No, but like they,
the
like,
ghetto mart down at.
No, and they have conventions like for. Stores and like when they go, it's like mostly no. They literally do. Yes. They'll come back with like products and shit.
Yeah,
like,
all of a sudden, you have mint chocolate smoking CBD.
I just imagine the guy who owns a convenience store being like, "These goddamn conventions are such a hassle."
Maybe a little
because it's for convenience store openers. No big deal.
I think they have. the world's most
remote clap.
Can I ask you guys an honest question?
Okay, no,
why are we
but you
talking
will.
About
no,
Logan's
please deceive
work?
Me.
Okay, why are we talking about
because,
Logan?
Because I wanted to know.
No
if
one
fucking...
has ever been interested in anyone who ever works at a gas station or the idiosyncrasies that come
say
with.
Wrong.
People
say no.
Show up to talk to me.
Yeah,
that's
right,
man.
Crackheads.
Yeah,
who want to buy a rug?
It's only crackheads. Sometimes they buy lottery tickets.
They're called geriatrics on the verge of a devastating
all of them.
Gambling
some of them
addiction.
Are just lonely.
It's a goddamn community service. You're
Logan
like,
anal fucked a couple of
look,
those.
Logan,
he told me.
Logan's a low rent psychiatrist.
Anal fucked again during the podcast.
Dude, it's terrible. It's terrible.
But Trevor, you know what? You're probably happy to break up your day with some crazies, right?
You know, it makes me feel better about my own situation.
Yeah, and if you embrace the crazies as they walk in, it's kind of like a fun game. You know what I mean? You're like, woo, here's what's... Because you don't really have any obligation. You're just the guy who sells them blunts. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Blunts and 40s out of the back.
Exactly,
freezer.
Dude. And scratchers. Obviously, scratchers.
Fucking Elwood. Fucking Calvinist fucking Elwood.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I've got lit in Elwood City before.
Yeah, I think
you.
I might have been with you.
we
were all there.
Dude,
yeah.
For that show, what was that place? Second Ward Sanctuary?
Second Ward Sanctuary.
Oh, we were definitely
dude,
on that show together.
They
featured for you.
They literally must have given me 9 free drinks. Mm-hmm. Thank God Keon Nerusi was there to sing some karaoke to drive me home.
Amen. I went with Parsons was on the night I headlined, and they were like, free drinks, and... After we left, they said, we're never giving free drinks to the comics again. Parsons was pointing at strangers who walked by. He was like, shot, 4 shots. You know,
we were just doing shots.
It was
fucking terrible.
I thought you were there too, dude.
Well, not that night.
The week before.
Dude, it wasn't even that. It was just the amount that Parsons was touching strangers while communicating with them. He's like, come here. Let me just grab the inside of your thigh.
He's more of a shoulder guy, but like he will touch it.
He'll take a feel on those man titties. I know that from experience. Fucking Matt Parsons, brother.
Oh,
hey, listen, we still love you. You know, just tell us how you feel.
Give us a heads up so that we're not so caught off guard.
Yeah, don't touch my penis without announcement. Most of all,
he gets fucking excited, man.
I love the guy.
He's just pissed drunk, leaning on me. Coin, listen to me, dog. Yeah.
you're a good comic. but you gotta get a little more organized. And then he's just like, why is your finger in my ass? Fucking Matt Parsons, dude.
I love advice all the time. That's great. And second of all, I love advice with physical contact. Nothing better, right? Right? Does it get better than that?
Yeah, dude.
I think that's high on everyone's list.
Why don't you put a wet finger in your ear as you just relay, like, type.
Oh, no, who's coming? Coming. Yo, dude, no, we're cutting. He's a good man.
Are we cutting that? We can cut that.
There is no post. Post is me and Douglas doing drywall on a Tuesday, and he says the podcast comes out at 6 p.m. That's what post is. But great. Dude, everybody, if you don't love, it's because you're an asshole.
You're a fan of comedy.
Aww.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I know you're serious and I'm having fun. But he's a good dude. He's a good fucking dude.
By the way, that man's
a wealth of knowledge. And anyone who disagrees is probably just smarter than me. But I'm telling you, he's a wealth of knowledge.
I don't know if you're actually wanting me to bleep.
Bleep what? I didn't say the N-word.
Dude, I would rather...
But if you want me to bleep people's names, don't keep repeating them.
Yeah.
Just cutting all this post, all this post work for Douglas.
Yeah, I can bleep stuff easy.
Oh man, easy. You're like a regular
Indian I feel
tech guy. Just bleep that.
Yeah, say it again a couple more
Indian
times.
Indian tech guy. Okay. That's what they are.
All right.
My earphones are coming in and out. I feel like I'm being bleeped live. We'll do it live.
All right,
let me get another one of these Miller High Lives.
This is too loud for me, and I'm uncomfortable sonically.
Yeah.
For the record, we're operating out of an amplifier that makes one headphone output into four headphone outputs through an Altoids tin can. It's not exactly the perfect
Aaron
studio.
That's about the most Iowa motherfucking thing that I've seen. Dougie, please, another Heineken if you wouldn't mind.
I would be happy to offer a Heineken.
Well, then I would be happy to receive and offer much gratitude.
And Logan, anything?
I'll do a Heineken.
Heineken on the logo.
It's hot over here in the hole.
It's hot in the hole? Dude, I have the air conditioning running.
How good is it to be in a new
place with air conditioning?
Yo, dude, for our regulars, they know I complain constantly about how hot the old studio was, dude. Logan, you were on that episode.
Dude, we melted,
me and him with our long hair, we would just be soaked. We looked like we were jumping rope
You can't call them regular. What do they call it? No, what's their real name?
Reggie's.
Okay. Yeah,
Reggie's.
You know, here, on behalf, as an advocate of Aaron Douglas's fan base, I want to let you all know, all five of you, I want to let you know that you are not Reggie's. Reggie's is a fucking name that young street hooligans like myself call shitty weed.
No kidding.
Yes.
You don't think I'm aware of that?
Yeah. Yes.
You're supposed to smoke shitty weed when you listen.
Smoke shit weed? No. Yeah. The listeners of this episode specifically.
We're not
down to spit knowledge. Just smoke that.
We're not overproud of ourselves.
We're not the Reggies, though. We're the Regos. We smoke good weed. They smoke bad weed.
You guys are unpaid regulars.
Yeah. I make money doing this. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, obviously, the fame pays for itself.
I work 8 hours a day for Douglas so that I can come on the podcast.
Hey, Trevor, look at my drink. One area is making bubbles.
Sounds like you've been smoking some weed.
Dude, if you drink...
Dude, there's a bug on the wall.
Malco, if you drink that section...
Just one spot. Oh,
Malco, if you happen to drink that pocket of the drink, you're going to start being very attracted to men.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I just took a sip, dude.
And gassy.
Did I ever tell you guys a story about how I was on YouTube, right? And I'll get into the darkest corners of YouTube, dude. Like, the weirdest shit you can find. And I saw this headline that said, drinking turpentine cured my homosexuality.
Jesus Christ, man.
So I clicked it because I'm like, I'm not a doctor. What the fuck?
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
Yeah, I was saying, what do I know? And the guy comes on and he was like, I was very happy living as a gay man. I'm not homophobic or anything. I'm just telling you the truth that when I started drinking mineral spirits, I began peeing out parasites and shitting out parasites. And he said, I had a parasite that was living in my rectum that craved semen. And I shit it out. It was a 6-inch worm. And ever since then, I've only had sex with really hot women. And you can tell this guy's gay. He's got a severe list. He's like, I've only been having sex with the hottest girls ever since turpentine cured my homosexuality. And again, I'm not a doctor, so I've just been chugging paint thinner just in case.
Is that a, if that's what you need to suppress the urges, dog?
Yeah, anything that'll do it.
Whatever gets your asshole sanctified.
Prayer wasn't working. I was praying so much. Yeah. And I was like, I'll just drink paint thinner.
I mean, it kind of sounds like a joke.
Oh, I turned it into a joke. I was doing material, but
the initial concept of drinking paint thinner to get a giant six inch long worm out of your ass.
Are we just going to run bits tonight? Is that the podcast? Are we just going to run our bits and just fucking lament about how much we miss stand-up? That's not what I came here for, dude. I brought a didgeridoo. If you're going to start running bits, I'm going to start droning. Oh,
give me the wig-a-ma-jow. All
right.
The wig-a-ma-bob. Yeah, we call it a zoop tube. What do you guys call it in PA? We call it a zoop tube here.
I think that's the correct terminology.
Yeah, God, I heard...
Trevor, I really...
Sorry. No, that's all right.
I was going to say, I really liked that line of conversation, and then you just had to reveal the fact that it was a bit. I'm genuinely. I can't. What's the word?
Reggies know they've heard me tell that story before.
That's true.
I hope everybody feels as embittered and fucking.
They're always trying to do bits.
Dude, I'll disappoint the regulars. That's my role. Yeah, I'm here, dude. If there were a comment section, which I don't know that there is, it would be filled with people being like, "I love that dude." Followed by people saying, "Fuck you, that dude's a piece of shit. I can't believe you commented that."
Do you ever check the unopened emails?
I was about to check unopened email at yahoo.com right now.
Check and see if anybody's in there, dude.
I haven't checked it in a long while.
Can I pick another, not to use a pun here?
No, it's been a day or two, please.
Please do. I get it.
Dude, at the beginning of the podcast, what did I say before we turned on the mics? I said, why don't we turn off? Dude, you have been on your phone for at least 70% of the conversation.
I'm trying to get it. It's true, man. I'm with you on
genuinely bothering
me. This son of a bitch checks his phone all the time. Now he's got me on my phone asking about the goddamn emails.
Hold on. Do you guys think I can just finger chicks without effort? Because I can't. I got to use the phone to try to finger chicks.
Hey,
this
Trevor,
is not my whole life.
Listen.
I finger chicks outside of the podcast.
If that's what you call your trip to the fucking truck stop, dude, whatever you need to tell yourself.
I finger a guy named Chick. He goes by Chaz.
He goes by Chaz.
He's been texting me, and I'm trying to be like, hey, Chick, let's hook up.
Trevor inspects.
I'm close to the stop.
Tests fire hoses.
Oh,
I'm wearing brown shoes.
Here, pass this down yonder.
Trevor, can I just continue to berate you for a minute?
Yeah, hold on. I got to check my phone.
We all wish you would.
As soon as I'm done, then you can.
He won't hear you because he's reading.
That's the exact problem. It's not the fact that you're not present for the conversation and just like fucking up the flow.
Yeah.
It's the fact that everybody in this room, pretty much any comedian is ADD as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So we all see you with your phone and you're like, oh, I wonder what's on the screen.
It's just the whole world. It's such a deep world like that, man. We're all addicted to screens.
It has so
much
visual gravity. The iPhone,
we
you
see
pull it out and the fucking eyeballs just gravitate to that bitch.
If I may. The reason I do it is because if I turned this phone off, I would not stop interrupting y'all with my ADD the whole time you ever tried to say anything. So I'm not interested
sounds
in what
like
you have to say.
Like
I have to look at
discipline.
My phone
fucking
to let you
excuse.
Speak. Yes, I rack a discipline.
That just sounds like a second-rate fucking justification.
Which is an excuse.
You can get better,
rate justification. Classic,
a second-rate justification.
No. Oh, I thought you said rate justification. I was like, dude, I'm a big Kavanaugh guy, so like, I get it.
Dude, listen, I'm not trying to spoil the title of your next book.
Dude, my stand-up special will be called Brett Kavanaugh can't keep a good man down. My new stage name is Brett Kavanaugh.
You're a repulsive individual.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
What happened to the bone?
The bone is gone. It's now Brett Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Dude, Brett Kavanaugh's catchier.
Brett Kavanaugh.
I don't think.
That's Douglas, how's that beep button functioning? How's that edit button?
I know. The way it works is I have to write down and then go back to that time marker. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Dude, I like the zoop.
Yeah, dude, this is a nice setup. I'm enjoying myself deeply tonight.
Well, honestly, this new basement, so I think I've alluded to it, but me and my girl have successfully purchased a house, okay? This is going out to the podcast world, and now we're podcasting from the basement, which is dope.
Hey, Doug, can I pressure you publicly for what we were just pressuring you about as friends?
I don't know what you're talking
right.
about.
Individually and collectively, we were all pressuring Mr. Aaron Douglas about a house show here at his new abode.
Because it's sick. It's fucking perfect. You guys have not actually pressured me, but you talked about pressuring me about it because these guys have talked about doing it here before, but you were talking to them, and they were like, that's what we've been saying, and you were like, let's pressure him.
Three makes a chord.
He wants to do it.
All right. Well, dude, I got the headliners, brother. I got the headliners, and
Yo,
I got motherfucking
right.
people
you're
who want to laugh.
He's here in the corner on his phone.
All right. Yeah. Yes. If anybody at this table is going to headline a show.
No, we're not going to hold a house show to give stage time to a bunch of fucking dudes from New York. You know, there's people here starving for it. But you, if you, I mean, what are you going to draw? They're just going to take time from us. Because that's the problem is, if we do a house show, I have 40 friends, and 39 of them are comedians. You know what I mean? And 18 of them hate me. So, like, who the fuck are we going to have to come watch?
We
can fill it, but if we can fill it with fucking 20 audience members and 10 comics, that would be a fucking excellent time.
I agree.
We will be of no shortage of comics.
You know? I agree. We just need to figure out how to get people here. And the sooner we do it, the better, honestly, because me and Cindy will be moving into this basement we're broadcasting from right now. And then the new podcast zone will be the back bedroom, and we'll use the kitchen bar for pregame in the backyard instead of the carport. You know what I mean? But regardless, that's all logistics. The Reggies find super interesting. the point being is...
It's beneficial to you in the near-term future, I'm telling you. Keep paying attention to this because we're going to get some shit fucking rolling.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's a great... here's a huge problem. Parking. We don't know where to park.
Yes, indeed. We'll rent a van. Let's rent a U-Haul and just like shuttle people in. There's parking lots around here.
Yeah.
Everybody park at the Shop and Save, like 0.3 miles here, and I'll literally shuttle them and smoke them up.
Here's the thing we can do also is there's a bar 0.6 miles from here. We can say that, like, the pregame starts at the bar at 7.
Yeah.
And then the bus shows up at 8. The bus takes everyone here for the show. I don't know. That's weird.
I'm just nothing.
Dude, if we modeled what we're doing.
Because I got all parked down there.
At Civilization? Like, you've been to one of those shows before.
I'll fucking shove my hand down your throat and pull out your intestines.
Okay, wait. Is there a side conversation happening out there?
We're all talking amongst each other.
Dude, this is the most fucking drunken.
Because I called him a beta male.
Just a little bit.
Well, hey, he got mad, which makes him not quite.
It's pretty alpha.
Dude, I'm just saying, I'll rip off your mustache and put on my eyebrows to look tougher.
That's not alpha. That's socio.
Yeah, socios can be office.
You know, what pays the bill? What pays the bill?
Yeah. Well, we ruined this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
What do y'all want to do? You want to do Price is Right? What was our other segment?
No, I don't want to
do it. You want to do Would You Rather?
No, dude. Should we do the Would You Rather?
No! What? I want to hear what Logan has to say.
That makes one of us.
McConnell's Mills. Well, hey, I've been to there.
I say a lot of intuitive and deep things.
Is there rock climbing?
Yeah, I know. It's just you have a debilitating lisp, and it ruins what I'm trying to lisp.
My voice is soothing and fucking poetic.
Yeah, I agree.
Give it a second. McConnell's Mills.
All right, let's hear about McConnell's Mills.
You're hurting me. Why is the table divided? What do we need to do, like, with our bodies to make it so that the conversation isn't happening in two halves?
Cuddle puddle.
Four individuals.
Ooh, I like the cuddle puddle.
Having a conversation instead of two individuals and two individuals in the whole fucking world. More ecstasy?
Yeah, Coin was
looking insulted me from the past. That came from a week ago.
What?
That came from a week ago.
What is that?
Oh, wrong shot.
Yeah,
right there.
Phone.
Okay, we've gotten a little off the beat.
Yeah, a little bit. Well,
I have no idea. Somebody just hand me a card. This is maybe I'm just too high. Maybe I'm just too high to do this format.
The lighting.
Hey, there's no such thing. That's what makes this great. Okay, this is not DVE, which is great, by the way. I love
DVE.
I love DVE.
Fire.
But this ain't DVE.
Yeah.
This is where people come.
I would get equally high for DVE.
That's what I'm saying, but you'd have to do it in the parking lot.
Yes. For sure. I come in stanking like weed. The security guard would be like, who are you? I'm on the show, bitch. Get out my fucking way.
Right,
No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, DVE is... what are you doing?
Give me a glass
of water.
Wants
a glass of water, Trevor, but this has hair in it, dog.
Trevor, I'm genuinely going to handcuff you.
I know.
He asked me to get him a glass of water. This is not on me. I don't want to be doing this.
You guys have the attention span of fruit flies, and it's fucking flobbering.
I can't talk right now.
I'm legitimately retarded, dude. I have a card and everything.
Dude. Just give me a second, Logan. Just ask and you shall receive.
Like, oh, we can't arrest this kid. He's retarded. I have a card. I keep it in my wallet.
No.
All right.
I got in out of trouble like that before.
Yeah, Logan means it.
Dude, somehow.
That's sparkling water.
I hope my parents lose.
Mandarin things from like Italy and some shit.
Dude, all right. Can I make a public wish right now? For the next 7 months, stop touching my hand. For the next.
Do that you're making for 7 months.
Huh?
I thought we were making a wish.
And why would that involve you touching me with your sweaty palm?
That's how we make wishes.
You don't do that in your house?
What fucking Nordic tradition of brotherhood do you come from?
a wish.
It won't happen if you don't hold somebody's hand. You won't
hold my hand.
You gotta if you're wishing.
Dude, put your shit in a, your shit is put
is
a
this
glove
seriously
on.
Something that's blowing your mind okay. right now, Logan? What? Have you never wished without holding hands?
Yeah,
it
dude.
Doesn't work.
No, mostly
it's a new thing.
It's not gonna work.
Most of the wishing that I do is when I cross a state line in the car, I put my hand up on the roof in a fist like manner. And I make my wish, and I tap the top of the roof twice. That's good. That's fucking good luck.
That's your
thing,
huh?
That's how you wish, yeah.
I wish on stars.
Can I? All right.
That's my thing. All right. Deal.
It's very good to communicate your intention to the stars.
Alex Coyne sentence anyone has ever heard.
No. I just won 2 chess matches in response to a text message is the most Alex Coyne thing, which happened earlier today in the driveway. Oh, I just won 2 chess matches.
I just won. Yeah, fuck yeah. It was a satisfying day.
What kind
it
of
feels a, like a good day.
What was I just talking about? Let me cap this nobody bitch off knows. In the right
you're
way.
You're talking really
about wishes. You cap the top
okay.
of your car.
Now, please allow me to make this wish publicly. I wish that my parents lose access to the internet so there's no chance they ever hear me speaking on this disorganized,
from your lips to God's ears,
debauched motherfucking podcast.
My dad listens.
Your dad?
Papa I send my mom a link every time.
Huh?
Send my mom a link every time.
You do?
Do yep. you? Sure. Dude,
my God.
Let's just for the record, Logan's mom is a fucking fox, dude.
Is she?
I mean, she's not pretty, but she has the best personality, dude. Personality is a 12.
Is Logan a Freudian scholar?
Yeah, dude.
I don't
wish.
Believe in the teachings of Freud.
I bet you don't, because you fuck your mother so bad it freaks you out. Don't send her the link.
Logan's mother
hates
shadow,
me.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. Do you know the story about me and Logan's mother?
You just burned
no, but
link.
If you don't tell me immediately, I'll scream.
Oh, it's so good. So we hooked up like for a few weeks. No, that's not the No, I was really, really drunk one night after a show. Hammered ass drunk. And I tried to pay her $40. Logan went to take a piss, and we were all like sitting talking. She's so nice, and I tried to pay her $40 to call Logan a faggot when he came back.
It would have been hilarious.
It was so uncomfortable, though. She looked at me and was like,
"Dude, I can't."
No, I was in labor with him for 28 hours, and me and Corey were like, "Oh, she's not gonna do it, is she?"
No,
she's not gonna do it.
She's a sweet lady.
Oh, she's the sweetest of the sweet ladies.
Dude, I'm
she
sorry.
Was like, what?
Like, you know, that's where attention deficit actually comes from. It comes from like trauma in the home when you're little.
That checks out.
Yeah, because like your parents are just screaming at each other.
Yeah.
And so you're like, all right, my attention is going. And if I don't, scatter my shit, then I don't have to have that fucking laser beam focus pointed at my parents' argument about money or food or whatever the fuck rudimentary thing.
Yeah,
just
you go
general
is
feelings.
That real? You're blowing my mind.
So
I have that.
So what I'm saying, yeah, that's called ADD. That's linked to drug addiction. Like.
So,
hold on. Let me finish my point. Don't get too awe inspired just yet. Because I was gonna say, as you were telling that little anecdote, I literally just like deepened my level of ADD because I had to fucking scatter my attention.
You need to go somewhere else.
I literally just like I was like
he
so,
had to ignore your ass so bad.
I was so displeased with your line of thought in that matter that I just.
What you were going through right there was like what I had to go through when I watched my dad throw my mom through the drywall. That's how bad that was.
It's less expensive.
I love traumatizing people. That's beautiful.
Did she just or did she make like a silhouette type shape?
All I remember is thinking lightly in the back of my head, she was really mouthing off.
Trevor, again, we're not doing bits. We're not doing our bits tonight,
dude. She can really get yapping, dude.
We're deep in this man's head.
Yeah, dude, this is not a bit. As his wife's a psychiatrist, I brought this up at dinner the other night.
I thought she was a surgeon.
She's a brain surgeon.
He says
that's what a psychiatrist.
Soul surgeon. Every day,
soul surgeon.
Every day it changes with Trevor what she is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
There
she's
you go.
Chinese, so I'm almost certain she's either a mathematician
she
or
actually,
a surgeon.
She actually is second shift after Logan at the gas station.
Those aren't Indians at all, man. You guys are that bad. Can't tell the difference. Hey, what's going on your phone there? Read out your text message right above the one you're responding to.
Yeah, or just
to.
Let
read
me take
out,
your fucking phone and
read
spike
out,
it to the concrete.
Read out the text bubble right above the one you're talking
you
about.
I'm sorry, what were you guys saying?
I was saying that I'm going to
fucking
punch you in the cock,
like you didn't
you
hear me.
Idiot.
I'm not going to read you this text. I'm
See?
Trying to finger this
me.
Person on the phone. I'm not going to let you know
what
they're
saying.
Yeah,
now you know
he
lies
whenever he wants to. She should be alerted about your general personality traits. I feel like her and I
she knows the personality traits. She needs to be alerted about my syphilis. But I'm not going to tell her because she's like, you know, whatever.
She's got syphilis, dude.
Yeah, I gave it to her.
Where do you think you got it?
Yeah, exactly. The bone zone, dude. That's what they call it now. When you go into the doctor and you test positive for syphilis, they look at you and say, this isn't they doesn't look do good. That. I don't want to tell you this, but it sounds like you've been to the bone zone.
Hey, they don't
want to be in the bone Napoleon, zone right?
adjacent. Again, my attention deficit is deepening by the way.
Astral projection started from this. Like, fucking idiots.
Leaving my body
projection.
Out of necessity, not of some kind of ecstatic LSD ride.
No, hey, tell
are you smoking a cigarette in this basement?
Oh, I was just trying to piss Aaron off. I just held it up to my mouth. Like, yeah, dude, we're good.
Look, I did bring it up to Cindy. I was like, in the podcast studio, I'd like to put a smoke eater in. You know,
that'd be dope, dude.
Yo, she came to me privately and was like, Aaron wants to put a smoke, and I think that her intention was to be like, will you help me talk him out of this? Like, no.
And you're like, smoke eater? That sounds dope.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, that'll be awful. And I came to you and was like, you know, we can get like a really high industrial strength one.
Yeah.
Yo, Doug, with all these bars going out of business from COVID-19,
please,
dude, you'll snap one up for like
five
pills.
You're probably right about that.
That's a good point.
And you know how to take it out and put it back in a right way. Like, you know, it's like, hey, you have an asset. You're about to sell your business. You're about to eat shit. Like, you have this asset, and I'll come and like take it. That's not. That doesn't belong to the landlord.
This building sells for the same amount whether there's a smoke eater in or not.
Yeah. Dude, go get one, man. Go get three. It's fucking COVID
stock
time, baby.
Up, bro.
Shit's on fucking sale. It's unfortunate, but go and don't waste the fucking crisis, Jack. That's what I say.
Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. Yeah. Classic government. Yeah.
Classic.
How many months have we been in a crisis now?
Mid-March.
Dude, personally, for like 8 years, I've been going through something pretty serious. But
Trevor, what's your birthday again?
Nobody knows. No, I'm like a bottle out to sea, baby.
I worked with a guy, nobody knows his birthday.
Yeah, you told me about this. We talked about that.
His name was Carlos, and he was in the Mexican army, and that was like the closest we could figure out to how old he was, because we knew
that's not closer to his age.
Well, we knew he had to be 18.
Okay, good call.
When he joined up to the army, at least, you know what I mean? And he was telling us, like, I don't know, it's got to be made up. Maybe he was just putting us on. The guy was funny. But he would just say, like, yeah, they just give me a gun and send me in the mountains.
Yo, let me tell you my naivete where I was like I didn't know Mexico had an army.
No, like that was like
what kind of fucking ape shit
I just figured
that
the cartel took care of it.
No, the cartel runs their army. Like who? Like
yeah. So I was right.
Well, I mean they bribe them and shit. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, dude. Mexican chicks are kind of hot.
I'm just going to allow everybody to receive this and let you know that I'm not really on
board.
There's
hotties all around the globe, bro.
I ate a Mexican chick's pussy once, right?
Okay.
And I assumed it was going to taste horrible.
South of the border.
Like, I assumed it was going to taste like a hot Taco Bell sauce or something. Damn, was I wrong? It tasted like nothing, which we all know is perfect.
Hey.
Guacamole is better than perfect.
Yeah, dude. Eat a Mexican chick's pussy and come talk to me. It tasted perfect. It was like a whole different organ, dude.
Guacamole is better than nothing.
Her name was Leslie. If I knew her last name, I would out her.
And this Leslie represents all Mexico.
Her name was Leslie. She was 19. She was in the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater as an understudy in the Nutcracker.
Yeah, which is very typical.
I hope this makes its way to her.
Well, she was a fucking janitor at KFC.
No,
and
her
his
dad
name
was in the FBI.
Larry.
She was in the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater. When I met her, she was stretching. We were at a Uno in the waterfront. She was doing a stretch where she lifted her legs up over her head. She didn't know anyone was watching. She was just like standing behind the hostess table, and I was like, "Look at that shit." So I walked up and I acted real nervous, and I like came up with this reason to talk to her and shit. And I was like,
"If
you wanted to come work out at my gym, I have a free guest pass for you." And she was like, "That's a weird question." And I was like, "Honestly, I'm just really bashful and was like looking for a reason just to come ask you for your phone number." She thought it was cute. She didn't know I was a predator, right? So I ate her out 2 nights later, right?
Okay.
And she was ready to fuck me. She only fucked one dude 3 times, right? This is a true story. She only fucked one dude 3 times. I was all set up to be chapter 2, volume 4, right? I'm ready to go.
God damn it.
So we're making out.
The Dark Knight of the Soul.
No, this is important. We're making out. But I took
chapter 2, volume
just
soul.
Let it flow, guys.
Volume 4,
flow.
The Dark Knight of the Soul. The night that I accidentally had to smell Trevor Austin's fucking disgusting. Rank nutsack.
No, I couldn't get my nutsack out.
And that's when
Here's
I became a Christian.
We were making out, And I ate a Xanax bar and 280 milligram Oxycontins. This is back when I still made them. I mean, I like to party.
Did you just fall over?
I fell asleep right in her face. Yeah, and she was like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was like, "I'm just really tired." Then I drove her home and I was falling asleep the whole ride home. I almost killed 8 people and her. And it turns out everyone was fine. So, like, unopenedemail.com at gmail.yahoo, eat my pussy, dude. Fucking suck my nuts. But the problem was, we were supposed to hang out the next night and fuck, and we didn't get to because she hated drugs. Dude, she came over to my house, and I had a gravity bong station set up in the kitchen. And we started having, like, first date conversation, and she was like, "Do you smoke weed?" And I was like, I tried it once. She was like, "I'll never date a boy who smokes weed." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't blame you. That's Can I go how, to the bathroom?" And I ran out and like put my bong under the sink and shit and then came back in. But yeah,
you
I
smoke
ate that
in
month.
The bathroom?
No, it was in the kitchen.
All
right. Hey, Trevor, that was just her most polite possible way of saying that your sack smells like 3 bags of restaurant trash.
You know when you're hanging out
How
at Hambone's.
How does that translate to me getting to eat her puss?
No, listen to me. You know when you're at Hambone's and you're like chilling in the alley and the dumpster is back there and
all
that
I'm
leftover
back there,
food.
Dude. I know. Of course, that's my nuts. Yeah. That's me hanging in the back of Hambone's.
Somehow your body has generated that exact smell and just pumps it right through your genitals.
Go to Hambone's when I'm not there. It doesn't smell back there. Those are my nuts you smell. I'm just back there smoking cigs. That's the smell. Yo, dude, I like to be pungent. Bringing authority. Like,
have you ever smelled a compost bin?
Yeah, that's bad. But I think rotting flesh is the worst by far.
Oh,
yeah,
for
dead
sure.
Animal. Dude,
yeah.
Okay, all right, here's a funny story. I was tripping on mushrooms like 2 weeks ago, and there was some...
Was high there?
No.
Okay, this there is
were,
time.
There were one yeah, 2 weeks time. Ago.
It was, anyway.
What, was it so, Shroom Fest?
Nah. So there was...
Shout out to Ari Shaffir.
Shout out to Ari, dude. I met my very... like my one of my best friends on Shroom Fest of 2016. Huh? Anyways, listen to me. So I took some... took 4 grams of mushrooms, and I walked up to this place where there's buffaloes near my house. There's like a pen full of buffalo, and I connect deeply with them.
That's the most Alex Point thing. That beats the chess comment.
Do you have a Native American in you?
Not in blood, but in practice, certainly.
Okay. Oh, all right. God, that's again the most Alex Point comment ever.
And
okay.
I want to be. I wanna
no,
be
no, no. I
want to
hear this. So you're eating mushrooms and you're hanging out with a buffalo.
Yeah. I'm chill with these buffaloes. I'm tripping. I'm smoking some. I got my flute and. The sun is setting at 7 a.m. There's like abundance of blackberry bushes behind me where I'm just crushing wild blackberries, dude. It's tremendous. And I'm laying down on this top, on the summit of this hill and looking at the sunset on my back. And I keep getting this rank odor. Like, what the fuck is this, man? This smells so bad, but it only hits me from time to time. I stood up. And I was laying on a dead squirrel.
Oh, you're on top of it? Oh, my God.
I was like, what is that nasty fucking smell?
Oh.
And I stand up, and I'm literally laying on a dead fucking squirrel, man. But then I passed an apartment complex on my way home to back to my house, and there was a pool. And I'm like, well, I smell like shit, and it was really hot out, and I wanted to swim. So I went in. And some random dude was like, "Yo, what building you in?" And I'm like, reflexively, I was like, "Building number one," because that's the first one that I saw. And he's like, "Okay, cool." And I just started swimming there ever since. I washed myself of rancid squirrel flesh that's covered by a lawnmower in an apartment pool, dog. Because you know sometimes
that's where you
just
gotta get it off, dude. That's the level of chlorine you needed.
Yeah, I needed the chemical.
Let me ask
deep
you this,
clean.
Bro. How long have you been playing that? Is it just called a flute? It's like a wood flute.
Flute, the native
Native American. How long have you been playing that?
I didn't know that. I thought you were a didge man. That's it.
I'm a multi instrument. I can play pretty much any instrument.
Yeah, we've jammed together before, and I told you, and I think I accidentally offended you. When I was like, yo, that's what you're best on is that wood flute. Because we were playing the bass, and he was playing the bass. I was playing the guitar all night. And then he switched to the wood flute, and I quickly was like, yo, that's your shit. Like, that's where we sound good. And you were like, what's wrong with the fucking bass? You know, but how long have you been playing the wood flute?
I acquired that last November from my music teacher.
That's all, dude?
One of the best. Yeah. Pudongi. Pudongi.
Pudongi?
Pudongi.
Are those even words?
No, that's one of my best friends on the planet. And
yo, dude, you got introduced to Pudongi.
I will.
I just want to see if I can offend him.
Well, that's not ideal.
Did you say he was on the planet?
He is an Earth being.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't sound like someone you'd hang with.
Listen to me.
Yeah, I don't think your best music, friend's from the planet. That's all.
No,
that's all I'm trying to
say. No, he's not my very best friend, but he's one of my best friends.
Yeah. Okay.
He's my music teacher. My best friend. He's a multi-instrumentalist who plays like 10 different instruments.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I got screamed at in music class, and it like gave me some fucking, again, this trauma word. It like kind of traumatized me. And I also failed at playing acoustic guitar. I got one for Christmas once.
That probably bummed you out, huh?
Yeah, dude, it just like it was devastating because you have all these like you can feel the music that you want to make, but if you 100%. Don't have anybody to show you the technique, then you have you just don't have like the body mechanics to express it, and it's devastating. And
dude, I'm self-taught.
That's my whole experience.
Play, and I still go through that where I'm like, I can play, but I can't play those noises that I know are him. So I get that.
But it takes dedication. Okay, so here's something that I've just started to like teach music. Just scratching this.
Who the fuck you teaching music to?
My roommate. I'm like showing him the things.
Oh, nice.
On the bass.
That's pretty fucking cool.
But dude, the thing that I've really been thinking about is like especially in our culture, like we all, so many people, and myself especially, have this story of like, I'm not musical, but I just invite you to put your fucking hand on your chest and feel that heartbeat.
Mm.
Like what is
I'm
that?
I'm doing it right now.
What is that?
God damn it.
That is an experience of music, that drive, there's sound.
It's a metronome.
Yeah, even if you don't play, you
that
like
internal heartbeat.
Do you ever meet someone who doesn't like music at all? They like talk radio and stuff.
Music is like comedy though too, where it sucks because people are like, I like music, so I have an opinion. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but even if you like Lady Gaga is your shit or some like random Nickelback ass shit on the radio, it's like you like music because you like what it does to you. It makes your fucking foot tap. It's,
I agree.
It's that
Everyone
thing you feel in the womb, you know? It's like kind of what you're talking about, that heartbeat, that fucking rhythm.
Music and dance are the same thing.
Yeah.
What did we call that album name earlier? Soul what?
Soul Surgeon.
Soul Surgeon, dog.
Soul Surgeon.
Surgeon for my soul surgeon.
No, music is a real soul surgeon.
It
music
is.
Music is my aeroplane.
The collective of music is the general, like the spirit of music, and then like all the different artists who have come along are like cells in
it's
the body.
It's interesting to me because you have such a drive and passion for music, and like I have no passion for it, but I'm so insanely talented that I happen to be great at it, and. You just gave like a, did you just do your ADD thing again?
No, I just no.
I just go to another place.
I was just searching for a gentle way to like calm you down. thought.
I appreciate it, but no, we play music all the time, and I've always wondered because you remember the first night we were tripping on acid, not to give out any info, but
you were.
I was
don't say any other names in this situation, please.
Okay. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
But I handed you the yeah of course.
Not
and
me.
I handed you the guitar.
How cool is that?
And I was like, "Do you want to play for a little?" And you were like, "I don't know how to play." And I was like, mad. I was like, "Are you lying to me?"
Oh yeah, that's.
I was like, "You know how to play the fucking guitar? We've been hanging out for 8 months. Like you know how to play." And I just assumed because he's like a musical dude who's into music, and I don't know why I had this in my head that he plays the guitar.
Well, he just
I
said
thought
he
you
can
were
play
messing
the
with
instrument.
Me.
I can, but there's some that I just haven't.
Well, the six stringed guitar, like the acoustic guitar,
that's
is
a
not
pretty
yet
common
there.
One. Pretty common one.
Yeah, that's what I was like. What do you
I was
mean
like,
you don't play
I feel
this?
Like you, I mean, I,
well, because he was jamming
I'm just
all
go
these
out
unique
on a limb
instruments.
And I would say I would feel like a guy's more likely to play guitar than didgeridoo.
And yeah, that's where I was.
Since you're already killing it on the didge, that I'm like, maybe this guy's got guitar skills. You know what I mean?
One bit.
Yeah, so
are you guys familiar with Xavier Rudd? I know. That's a common misconception. Or it's something that like people expect from me for sure, and I should.
Yeah.
Like, people, that's one of the things. Like, people are like, you don't know how to play acoustic guitar? What the fuck? The other one is like, you're not good at hack. I suck dick at hacky sack.
Oh, dude, I'm with
I
you.
I suck
on
fucking
that.
Dick at hacky
That's
sack.
That's funny.
And when I say that, people are like, how could that be? And
yeah, I just suck dick at hacky sack. You know? So whenever I handed the guitar, like, dude, there was an hour computer. Of my night that I thought you were trolling me and you were going to pick up and just shred. And I was like, I can't believe this. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because
then we talked about it. I was like, well, if you don't know, I'm teaching you because I can't stand this imbalance in the universe. I was like, you should be playing. I've been living under the assumption that you play the guitar.
Dude, it's funny, man. Yeah, like I said, that was the first instrument I ever tried. I had two cousins who are deeply talented at the guitar, especially my cousin Jason. He could, back when he was really practicing, he could probably play in any band you would want to put him in.
Like, yeah.
He was badass.
He was deep,
he was a
dude.
Studio musician, as they.
Yeah, he just had
up and
deep understanding. He has a really high IQ. So.
Dude, comedy gets pussy. Music gets women. You know, in fact, you could even say guitar.
I think you made that up.
No, guitar.
No, that sounds
chicks,
pretty retarded.
Piano gets women. Yo, dude,
fuck that.
Y'all are wrong, and I got fucking notes
just,
from the doctor to prove it.
Give us a minute. Me and Logan And Coin, we're going to turn this thing against you, and it's going to be great.
Can I take a piss?
Can I smoke a
cig? Are we able to pause? Wait, do we do pause? Do we ever do a break and then come back?
Yeah,
we're
going to do it right now.
All
right. Break time.
Was that pause? That was a terrible whistle. That was a little better. We did it. 961 BCA. I told you we got off the rails. It wasn't that bad, you know? That's what's so funny. Maybe I just care too much, you know? I mean, it's not about the... Well, it is, but... The point being is it's a whole other thing listening to yourself. I think we're all our harshest judge. Anyway, episode was pretty good, but there's still more to come, guys. Now, on this B, we're going to do a teaser here. Episode 961 BCB... to follow. Trevor has to take off a little bit through the episode, and we just finish it out with the three of us. But since we have a two-part episode, I thought I would find an album that has more than one good song as our featured artist. And boy, did I remember a doozy. All right, so today's, or this episode's, featured album is Relationship of Command. The band is At the Drive-In. The year is 2000. In the year 2000. In the year 2000. That was for the old school Conan fans. All right. Point being, this song is the hit off of the album. BCB will also feature one of my favorite songs. But this is One Armed Scissor off of Relationship of Command At the Drive-In.
Yes, this is the campaign slithered in jails in the cargo bay. A new turd is a vastness hollow vacuum, choppy oxygen tanks. They hibernate, but have they kissed the ground? Pucker up and kiss the asphalt now. Tease this amputation, splinter of their wings. Shit has access now. We'll be right back.
wants pizza.